This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet, maybe they're animal smells, maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own 3 of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get 2. Be like me and get 3. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
What if it's not over yet? We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Joe Biden, tech companies. Is there some kind of merge there we don't see? I'm about to tell you here in a little bit. Poland, maybe you've heard of it. This country, Africa or somewhere. No, seriously, this is Poland, maybe you've heard of it. They've taken a more active step against censorship. We'll talk about that. And finally, what if the left, what if they need us a lot more than they think they do? All right, anyway, but first, let us go back to the Second Punic War. We have to do a brief setup leading into this, so here we are. We talk about ancient Rome, because it's the greatest civilization ever. So it ends up coming up in a million different stories. Because you could do, if you wanted to do what I do every single day, and opened the show with a little history story. You could do Rome just every day because it was so long. There are so many stories, and the empire was so vast. So when I say ancient Rome, just know we're about 150 years before Julius Caesar even exists in our story. Rome is still a republic. We are not in the era at this point, 207 BC. We are not in the era of Nero and Caligula and Julius Caesar and the crazy emperors and the Roman Empire crumbling. We're in that sweet spot period of time where Rome is very, very, very powerful, but maybe not necessarily the superpower in the world or their area of the world. You see, there was this other place just south of Rome, northern Africa, modern-day Tunisia, I believe it is, called Carthage. Because we know how these Punic Wars end, we do not give Carthage the amount of respect they deserve for being an absolute juggernaut in the ancient world. Juggernaut. Then they and Rome were head-to-head, baby. There was not, if you were looking at this and it was all laid out on paper like that last boxing match you watched, you don't know that you're picking Rome. Unless you know the outcome, you do not know you're picking Rome. Carthage is drowning in money and resources because they're a coastal empire and they focused on shipping and they were just drowning in money and drowning in money. So the deal was this. There was a First Punic War. Rome won the First Punic War. Carthage was salty about losing the First Punic War, and there was a family in Carthage. A family, and one of the sons was named Hannibal. Hannibal, now this is not a story about Hannibal today, sadly, so you're not going to get your Hannibal fix, I'm sorry, but one of the sons was named Hannibal. His brother was named Hasdrubal. It's more about Hasdrubal today. And yes, they were brothers, they were generals, their father was a great Carthaginian general, and tell me how cool this is. His sons, because he was known as the Lion, and his sons turned out to be these stud generals too, his sons were known as the Lion's Brood. How cool is that? I'm sure they gave themselves that nickname. Not that I would know anything about giving yourself a nickname at all. Shogun doesn't do that. But they lost the First Punic War. Carthage is not intent on losing the Second Punic War, and they're not intent on playing a defensive war either. So Hannibal, he storms into Rome. Well, into the Roman Empire. He famously goes down through the Alps in some famous expedition, makes his way through the Alps with elephants and everything else, gets into Rome itself. And again, I'm sorry for you Hannibal fans, as I am. I'll do another Hannibal story soon. He starts beating the crap out of the Romans. And I don't mean, for those unfamiliar with the story, I don't mean he's winning a little skirmish here or there. He is virtually annihilating from the face of the earth multiple huge Roman armies. Rome keeps building up these huge armies that are supposed to be unstoppable and sending them after Hannibal, and he's wiping them out. Wiping them out. The guy was just brilliant beyond belief. And Rome, they now are in a bit of a situation. You see, Rome didn't necessarily have the ability, they knew now, to defeat Hannibal as Hannibal currently existed. They couldn't come up with an army that was going to go head-to-head with Hannibal's army and defeat Hannibal. And it's not like Hannibal is just sitting back on his heels. He's now marching his army that can't be defeated all over the Italian, you know, peninsula. And he's gathering allies there. He's telling people who've been chafing under the Roman rule, hey, why don't you come on my side? You don't have to be with Rome anymore. And it's easier and easier and easier to make those recruiting pitches when you're winning. Because the reason you wouldn't do that if you hated Rome and you were this city that had been brought under Rome's rule is, I'd rather not be crucified, so no, I think I'll stay with the Romans. But if Hannibal's not losing, well, I kind of like this Hannibal guy. Well, Rome finds themselves in a pickle. They can't defeat him head to head. They're not sure what to do. They decide to take a really un-Roman idea and make it policy. And this policy was, you do not challenge Hannibal in open battle. You mirror his army so you always know where he is. You're always harassing his supply lines, making his existence more difficult, but you're not trying to engage him in open combat. That was a new thing for Rome. Rome was a very prideful place. And speaking of pride, this is going to apply to you and I today. I need to put Hannibal in proper context, even though it's not a Hannibal story, what he meant. I need you to picture this. I need you to picture a gigantic Chinese army landing on the shores of California. And this gigantic Chinese army is immediately challenged by a large military force from America. Marines, Army, everything. They all show up. Oh, we got them. Remember, they're on our shore. We got our guys. And you wake up tomorrow morning, roll over, grab your phone like I know you do, look at it, and find out your army has been virtually wiped out. That moment alone, what does that moment feel like? What's going through your head at that moment? And then it gets worse. You say to yourself, because you know what you would do. I'm sure the Romans were doing it too. You'd make every excuse in the world. Come, you try to rationalize it. Maybe our guys, maybe they slept in. Maybe we had a dumb general. Who knows? But yeah, it's fine. Look, obviously, we're the American military. We're going to get this figured out. They're on American soil. The Chinese are on American soil. Clearly, we've got this. Gosh, I mean, it's not like anything's going to go wrong. Let's get the real troops up there now. And we mobilize another gigantic army as China begins to march its way across the United States of America. And we have another gigantic army, and they meet the Chinese army in Iowa. And now we've got them. Okay, look, they're not going all the way back east. We've got them. Hang on, we'll continue with our story here in a moment. And maybe Poland has something figured out. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
You have to take care of your heart. It's the only one you're ever going to have. And look, I have all kinds of heart problems throughout my family history. So I'll be honest, I would take Super Beats heart chews even if I didn't have to, but I feel like I have to. What a small step I can take for my family. And, you know, my grandkids that my kids are going to have one day, what a small step I can take right now to take care of my health. It couldn't be any easier. 2 Super Beats heart chews per day give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart healthy energy you need to be the best person you can possibly be. And aren't we all going to need a bit more energy now in the coming years? Go to superbeats.com/Jesse. When you do that, you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats heart chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Twitter's share price sees a 10% drop. Talk about that here in a few. You can find me, Jesse Kelly, on social media at Jesse Kelly DC. I'm on Instagram at Jesse Kelly DC and Twitter at Jesse Kelly DC before they ban me, which I'm guessing will be by before the day is out. I'm also on Parler if they're ever allowed to come back. What a disaster. But anyway, the Chinese army. If you missed the beginning of the show, we're talking about Hannibal marching through Italy, 207 BC, but it's not a Hannibal story today. But we are setting up the facts on the ground, and I'm trying to bring it home for you and me what the Romans were going through. Chinese army lands on the shores of California, wipes out a gigantic American force that mobilized to stop them. They're then marching across America. They meet another gigantic, well-organized American force. Okay, this has been really scary, gotten way out of hand, but now, clearly, everyone has a plan. I mean, it's our troops on our soil, right? Everyone has a plan. We got this. We're good. And they get wiped out again, our guys. And now, there's no gigantic army standing between that Chinese army and Washington, D.C., and New York City, Philadelphia. That may sound like some far-fetched movie somewhere. That was what Rome was going through at this point in time. Their arch nemesis, Carthage, had landed some super general on their peninsula, and he had wiped out all of their armies. They were petrified. They thought he was going to come march on Rome. They thought this was the end of the Roman Republic. And Hannibal, this is why Romans were so cool some of the time. Hannibal thought, okay, well, the Romans are going to, you know, sue for peace now. They're going to seek terms of surrender. It's what made the Romans Roman. The Romans simply didn't allow for surrender. There was no terms of peace. What? No. We're going to keep fighting you until the last man is dead. We don't sue for peace here. We're Rome. And that resolve turned Rome into the greatest empire in the history of the world. Saved them time and time again. We don't sue for peace here. We're Rome. Well, you would think Hannibal's good to go now, right? Well, okay then. So destruction it is. I'm coming to Rome itself, the city itself, to wipe it out. Except there was a problem. Hannibal was equipped to wipe out Roman armies. He was just a masterful general, had the troops for it, he was equipped to wipe out Roman armies. Hannibal was not equipped to bring down a large, heavily fortified city. He simply didn't possess the siege equipment necessary to do this. So as Hannibal begins to bounce around Italy itself, the Roman citizens in Rome itself, are constantly thinking he's about to come their way. Meanwhile, Hannibal wants to come their way, and what he's doing is pleading with Carthage. Remember, he's not running Carthage. He's just the general running the campaign. He's pleading with the politicians in Carthage, send me some siege stuff, man. All I need is a few more men and some siege stuff, and I'll finish the whole empire. What are you doing? Send some stuff. Carthage was stingy with it. Finally, Carthage gives in. When Hannibal was in the southern part of Italy, this is going to matter. You know, I wouldn't bore you with the detail if it didn't matter. Hannibal's in the southern part of Italy. Carthage finally gives in and agrees they're going to send him some siege equipment, along with his brother, whose name was Hasdrubal. His brother's Hasdrubal. Hasdrubal, though, is in Spain. I don't know if you're a big geography person, but southern Italy and Spain are in very, very different places and not that close, and you have got some ground to cover if you're going to meet up. Well, Hannibal knows Hasdrubal's coming, doesn't know all the details. Remember, this is pre-email, but Hasdrubal has a long way to get there. And Rome knows Hasdrubal wants to try to come, so they put up a blocking force so he can't cross into Rome. Well, Hasdrubal brilliantly bypasses all the Romans, heads clear up into Gaul, heads up into France, recruits a bunch more guys, and turns up, pop, he pops into the northeastern corner of Italy, and here he is with 30,000 Carthaginians, war elephants, and siege equipment. Every single thing Hannibal needed to finish wiping out the entire Roman Empire. I cannot stress this moment enough. This was the end of Rome in 207 BC. This was you and I with the Chinese army having wiped out all of our armies and marching on DC, finally mustering up some kind of small force to maybe oppose them, and then finding out another gigantic Chinese army landed on the coast of Florida, and they're marching towards D.C. to merge with them. You and I would think that is the end of the United States of America, and rightfully so. You would be with your family heading for the mountains somewhere. You would. You would. And Rome felt that way too. But Rome had something we need, especially now. Rome had this, as long as I'm alive, I'm not dead mentality. And that is worth so much in this life. This exact moment should have been the end of Rome. But they decided to continue conquering the 2 inches in front of their face and just see how it turns out. What happened? Well, remember we just got done talking about no emails, no text messages, no satellite phones. Hasdrubal makes it into the northeastern part of Italy. Remember, his brother Hannibal was way down south with all his guys. And they have to link up. Hannibal, one, has to know he's even there yet. It's not as if he got some text alert. He doesn't even know he's there, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know where they're supposed to meet, doesn't really know the plan yet. I mean, we didn't know how many people he was going to show up with. Okay, now Hasdrubal's here and Hannibal's here. All right, let's put our heads together. Let's come up with a plan. We're going to meet together here at roughly this time. Once we meet together at this time, then we're going to march here, and then we're going to march there. You know, let's come up with a whole battlefield plan. So the devil's in the details sometimes, isn't it? Hasdrubal, the guy in the northeast, always wore elephants and siege equipment. He takes six of his best men, his best riders, and he takes this plan. Puts it with these best riders and says, ride down south, give this to my brother Hannibal, this is our plan. And they take off down south, and they have 150 miles to ride through hostile Roman territory trying to avoid capture. And here's, I don't know if you want to call it bad luck, the fortune of God, good luck, depending on which side you're on. They make it 150 miles through hostile Roman territory until they're 4 miles away from Hannibal. And you know what happens next? I'll tell you in 1 second. Doctors Trusted CBD Company went out and put in the work so you and I don't have to. What they did, they took their expertise. You see, they've been doing natural medicine for over 2 decades. And they took that expertise and they went out and researched the whole CBD industry because, look, I love CBD. It's something I've chosen to use, but it can be a bit of a crapshoot out there. Sometimes you get some good CBD and sometimes it just doesn't feel like it's effective. Well, that's because all CBD companies are not the same. I made the mistake of assuming they're all the same. They're very much not. Some, like any other business, focus on quality. They do the testing. You get the best stuff. And some don't. Doctors Trusted CBD Company went out and found the best. And that's what they sell at DoctorsTrustedCBD.com. You get quality there every single time. Go to DoctorsTrustedCBD.com. Use the promo code Jesse for 5% off and a free lip balm. Joe Biden, big tech companies, sure seems like they're working towards the same goals. Surely they're not working together. We'll get to that here in a few. But first, Hasdrubal sends six elite riders down 150 miles to his brother Hannibal with the entire plan for mobilization, what to do. They get 4 miles from Hannibal. Boom. Busted by a Roman patrol. Captures them. Captures the entire Carthaginian plan and hands it to Rome. Now Rome, at least the Roman army at this point, Rome not itself, is run by a man named Nero. No, not that Nero. Not at all. This is a totally different Nero. That Nero wouldn't come for a long time later. This Nero was a good Nero, a stud. Rome gets a hold of the plan, and now Rome has to decide what to do with the plan. You see, it's one thing, and don't get me wrong, it's an important thing to understand what your enemy is doing. That's something I scream about all the time when it comes to the left on this show. Understand their mentality. Understand what they're doing. Understand why they're doing it. So they understood what they were doing. It's one thing to do that. It's another thing to figure out what to do about it. Because you can't just send everybody up to Hasdrubal, right? You still have Hannibal sitting there in the south. Somebody has to keep a check on him. Well, Nero makes a decision. Nero decides he's going to leave the worst parts of his army down close to Hannibal, sneak out the best parts of his army in the middle of the night, and send them north to try to destroy Hasdrubal. Make Hannibal think that all the army's still there. In the meantime, you're sneaking your special forces dudes up north to go fight Hasdrubal. He pulls it off. He pulls it off. Two Roman armies now march north and meet. Now, when I say meet, one of the Roman armies was already there. And Hasdrubal was there. And they're doing that thing where they're camped across from each other. Well, Nero, who's bringing this new Roman force up there, has to figure out what he should do. Should we go marching in the daylight and show Hasdrubal what a show of force we have, or should we sneak in there? He decides to sneak in at night, sneaks in and has all the men double bunk up in the tents so Hasdrubal won't wake up the next morning and see extra tents and realize more Romans snuck in the night, which worked fine. It actually worked to a T, except Romans had an alarm system, a loud horn alarm system, signaling everybody to wake up in the morning. Hasdrubal was a detailed man and figured out the alarm system, woke up, and found out the guys who snuck in overnight, they took all the right steps, double up on the tents, don't make any noise. But nobody told the guys who sound the alarm not to double sound the alarm. They brought their own alarm sounders in there, and Hasdrubal wakes up and hears double the alarms and freaks out. Says, uh-oh, we're in trouble. He tries to slip away. He wants to remember, this is not a cowardly thing. This is the difference between you learning about Carthage for a month in school or you learning about Rome for a month in school. If Carthage wins this war, there is no Rome of any significance. They're a blip on the radar. You bring them up for half a day before you move right on. If this moment goes differently, Hasdrubal is well aware of this fact, tries to slip away so he can get down to Hannibal. Only, remember when I told you Hasdrubal went up through Gaul? Well, this is long before Julius Caesar conquered Gaul, and Gaul was a wild place full of barbarians, fierce fighters, but total barbarians. Hasdrubal picked up some recruits along the way. As he tries to slip away, he goes to his new troops from Gaul and finds out they're hammered drunk. They're loud, they're sloppy, they're useless. He has no idea what to do with these guys, tries to get away. It's so disorganized. Now the Romans are aware he's trying to get away. Hasdrubal has no choice but to line up for battle. He does the best he can to hide his Gallic troops because they're hammered and not that good. He puts his best troops on one side and tucks his Gallic troops away on the other. And look, I don't need to break the battle for you down too much. You should know that Hasdrubal did have 10 war elephants, for you who asked about the war elephants the other day, and they were actually pretty effective in this battle, charged into the Roman lines and broke up the Roman lines in the beginning. But in the end, Roman Nero, again, not that Nero, pulls a brilliant move, rides around, flanks Hasdrubal, routs his army. They turn, they break, they run. When they break and they run, the Romans ride them down like grass and slaughter them all. And Hannibal down in down southern Italy, he's now never, ever, ever going to get that siege equipment, and he's never going to get his reinforcements. And it wasn't long after this, he has to hop on a boat and go back home to Carthage, having not defeated the Roman Empire. But I want you to understand something, and I want you to hear me well with the situation we're in right now. It's really bad. I am not going to sugarcoat it for you. Again, I'm not your mommy. I'm your daddy. I'm the one who tells you how it is, even when it's uncomfortable. It's really, really bad right now. And it's going to get a lot worse. It is. The Chinese army has landed, and they've wiped out one, and they've wiped out another, and you're all surrounded right now. It's going to get a lot worse. However, we are not gone yet, and they're going to win a lot sooner than they might otherwise if we get in this mentality that we're already gone, that we're already finished. It's already over. I can't possibly go on in it. We're too surrounded. No. Yeah, it's bad. It sucks. They got us hemmed in everywhere. The whole culture and now the government too. They got us. And they're using this capital disaster as an excuse to oppress. And they are going to use this thing, that and COVID, they're going to use this thing for years now to come after you for what you believe. They will. It's bad. I know it's bad. But it ain't over till it's over. At one point in time, the Roman Empire was over. And you know what they did? Just didn't quit. Just didn't quit. Just keep on existing for one more day. And then one more day after that. And one more day after that. Keep on moving forward. We're going to talk to Dave Reboy today, next hour, actually about 45 minutes from now. We're going to talk to Dave Reboy. He has this idea, a fascinating idea that will take a lot of work, about creating something alternate for us, not pie in the sky stuff, creating something alternate, something we can sink our teeth into. It's awesome. It's awesome. And we'll go over everything today. Look, you feel surrounded because you are. Again, I'm not sugarcoating it for you. I'm looking at this headline. It's the system being the system. I just love when the system reveals itself. Headline, this is from Daily Caller. Biden has ties to 5 major tech companies. We'll talk about those. Hang on.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. Now I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now there's a barmaid there, good looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Yeah, what would you like? I usually, my drink was give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.